Hey, all you jazz fans out there in the night. This is Jimmy Rudolph coming at you live. Not undead, but live from WZMB Jazz at 3. And we are broadcasting from the historic Tribeca Studios in New York City, the greatest city in the world. And I am still coming down from that debate last night. How about you, J-Bo?
I liked what Fast Jack Black had to say about the collateral,
Didn't see it either, huh?
No.
Well, I was all set up to watch it. Had my cozy slippers, had cracked the brew, popped up some Jell-O. But apparently a hover hauler flew over last night and one of the zombies slipped off, impaled itself right on my TV antenna. So all I could get was Gilligan on Channel 11.
Yeah, that's what happened to me too.
But fortunately, the gods of YouTube have come through with some highlights from the debate. And our thanks go out to Nina27 for this series of clips. First, the opening statement from Sam Dubinsky.
It ain't fucking rocket science. Take the zombies down. And if you got a fucking problem with that, Mr. Moderator, I'll take you down, too.
And how will you take me down?
Watch!
Yeah, well, there was no surprises there. But it was a surprise to see Carolyn Rehnquist in attendance, since she had sworn she would not attend. And here are some choice words from her.
While eggheads like Fast Jack Black promise median income jobs, most New Yorkers live below the median. What about blowjobs? As the next mayor, I promise to give New York blowjobs. And plenty of them. What?
Not sure what was so funny myself, but Carolyn seems to be a real crowd pleaser. And refusing to court popularity, here's Fast Jack Black with his opening remarks.
It's an honor to be here at Trocador City Hall. I want to acknowledge.
And the New York Times is reporting that Mr. Black is still giving his opening remarks. Meanwhile, pollsters are out in the street trying to see where we are. 25% support Fast Jack Black, 18% are giving it to Carolyn, 22% are behind Sam Dubinsky, and 29% are missing, presumed dead. Tough job. Let's take a call now and see what you think. Hello, you are on WZMB Jazz at 3.
This is Caitlin from Queens, and I am offended at the sexism that poor Carolyn had to endure last night. She couldn't open her mouth without all the men in the audience wanting to put their cocks in it, their rock-hard cocks glistening with love beads, twitching for a chance to slide past her moist red lips, to be embraced by her swirling tongue, her white teeth. God, yes! Lightly scratching the taut, pulsing flesh of their manhood! And if anyone wants to debate this point, my number is 300-555-7297. 2 credits for the first 3 minutes.
Jimmy, you're looking a little red. Here's a commercial while I see if he's breathing.
You really gotta get out more.
What are you making the kids for lunch?
Zombie nut butter sandwiches.
Zombie nut butter? You mean peanut butter.
You can't get good peanuts anymore, but zombie nut butter is higher in protein and nutrients. It's all natural, locally grown, plus it tastes great.
What's in it?
Just pure wholesome goodness. Come get your zombie nut butter, kids.
Yay!
Spread it on thick with zombie nut butter, the fine luncheon spread. Available and smooth and chunky at a grocery store near you. Do not microwave. We're Trocador.
You touch me there again.
I was in a trance. Come on. And we're back, jazz fans. Is it me or are we a little light on jazz on this jazz show? Well, we're going to come at you with a little Art Tatum, but first a special guest in the studio. Local legend, star of Splendor at Noon and moderator of last night's debate, Marv Splendor.
And thanks for having me, Jimmy.
So, you glad it's over?
And it took a great deal of statesmanship just to get all the candidates in the same room. And to get them in without anyone packing heat was a personal triumph for me. Although Mrs. Rehnquist's strip search more than made up for the effort.
Any big winners or losers last night?
And I think the big winner was Fast Jack Black, who exuded a presidential quality up there, as you'll see in this clip where he challenges the city to rise above the crisis, at the same time as he challenges himself to say, crisis.
The crisis.
Of course, this section of his opening speech aired at 3 a.m. till about 3:38, so not many heard it.
And the loser?
And without a doubt, Sam Dubinsky. He came into the debate as the front runner with a tough stand on zombie issues. But in the middle of the debate, some hooligans from Columbia rigged a zombie to fall from the rafters, causing Mr. Dubinsky to soil himself. Here he is.
The zombies? Dead! Their children? Dead! Their credit cards? Shredded! Funny.
And so it was that the tough on zombies candidate turned out to be a big pussy. Ironically, Fast Jack Black, without missing a beat, or gaining one for that matter, pulled some concertina wire out of his pocket and easily sliced the zombie's head off, letting some air out of his assimilation stance. It seems that Dubinsky and Black have effectively switched platforms in midstream.
Well, thanks for the update, Marv, and may I say it is good to see you again.
And you, Jimmy. I fondly recall our days as cub reporters for WZMB under Ray Martin. Did you spot in the broadcast his old coffee mug from in the halcyon pre-zombie days?
Oh, yeah.
It was right on my lectern. Yeah. You didn't watch it, did you?
Oh, sorry, Marv. My TV was out. A zombie fell on it.
And fuck you, Jimmy.
Getting that a lot today. And frankly, fans, I'd rather hear me some Art Tatum. Play us out, J-Bo. I said I was sorry.
It's still hanging out.
Jesus.